Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 1695, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. I didn't get a statement from Aaron Allen, which amounted to much. I never made any statement to ISOM that I couldn't get anything from Aaron Allen I wanted. ISOM didn't make any report to me. I told him he told me about being put into a cell with Newt Lee, and about Newt Lee telling him he was innocent, and then of a white man being put in the next cell, and Newt Lee and Sex being placed there with him, and overhearing the white man say, "If you don't keep your mouth shut, you will get us all in trouble," and that the white man was brought back into the cell with Aaron Allen, and she reported to Aaron Allen this same thing. I know Mr. Hopkins was there about the same time Allen and Isom were there and got the affidavit. J. Jacobs was there about the same time. I don't know anything about Jacobs swearing to the good character of Annie Maud Carter, who gave these notes to you. I didn't hardly say anything to the fellow Aaron Allen. I didn't curse him, nor abuse him. No such thing ever happened as some money being put out on a table in the room where Aaron Allen was, where he could see it, and nobody else in there. I didn't pay Allen anything. I didn't authorize O'Neill to tell Allen he wanted him over there to do some work in connection with catching some Negro who was sleeping with some white woman. I didn't take Aaron Allen from Indianapolis to Chicago at all. I didn't know he was there at all. He was not detained there at all. I don't know any Negro detective there by the name of Bell. I don't know that Charles Isom was paid $100 through my agency to go up there and get that Negro Aaron Allen and get from him a statement favorable to Frank. I never heard tell of it. I think Jacob stayed there a day or two. Charles C. Tedder is not employed by me. I think he was employed by Mr. Lahan. I don't know how long Tedder had been drawing pay from my agency here. I don't know a thing in the world about Tedder being on the payroll of the W.M.J. Burns Detective Agency. He didn't work on the Frank case that I know of. He worked on the Conley case, you might say. I am employed to work on the Frank case and the Conley case, everything connected with the Mary Fagan murder. I did not put Tedder to work on anything anywhere. I don't know what Lahan did. Lahan doesn't make reports to me. He is manager of the Southern office here, and...